Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
So we just don't see a new surge of revenue. Yeah, the windfall gets bounced.
Yeah, we need a spending limit. We definitely should put a cap in, and that would give the voters a real assurance that to the extent there's more money, we're going to pay down debt.
So you're willing to have a spending limit as part of the package that goes to the voters?
Yes. Yes, I want a spending
limit. How about the pension reform that they also want? Are you willing to have that as well?
Well, we're going to propose pension reform. That's more contentious, and I'm told there's going to be a lot of pension reform on next year's ballot anyway. So one way or the other, I think we're going to get whatever pension reform.
When do you want to have this election?
As soon as possible.
I mean, like in the fall?
I'd like it. Yeah, that's the earliest. I think that's the more logical time.
Governor, you know there have been a couple of proposals out there, maybe proposals, maybe just talk, since you put something out forward from Democrats about maybe the cuts happen in Republican districts first if they're not willing to accept the taxes. Senator Steinberg says maybe locals should be able to tax themselves, which could be a way around here. What do you think about that?
Well, I want to look, when you start localizing reductions, that I think could exacerbate partisan bitterness and might not enjoy the respect and confidence of the voters. So I'd want to look very carefully at that. I have not seen what the proposal is. The second point, if we don't get tax extensions and if we have the future that I'm projecting, there will be all sorts of new tax initiatives, whether it be the Steinberg local option tax or some of those that some of the unions have proposed. If I proposed a stable, balanced program. If that is defeated in the legislature, or even if it's defeated by the voters, then there will be other efforts to deal with this wall of debt, structural deficits. And I've often used the phrase from Thomas Hobbes, bellum omnes contra omnes, bellum omni contra omnes, war of all against all. It will be everyone will retreat to their corner and devise strategies on what California does. This takes into account the partisan differences, and I put it together as best I think it can be done. And if this thing falls apart, then there will be all manner of untoward outcomes and animosities and divisions. I think it'll be very divisive for California. I think we'll flounder. It will not be good for the credit rating. It won't be good for the business climate. I think this makes a lot of sense, and that's why most of the business groups in California support this.
Governor, how do you propose to capture the tax revenues between now and when you could have a special election? Are you asking the legislature to approve these taxes outright?
Well, that's yes, of course. That's what I said back in March in Riverside. I don't know which one of you were there, but it's been covered. What else can we do? I had a plan for June. Then we get the election, and then we get the tax vote. Today, we have to have the vote by the legislature, then a vote by the people.
Schools have said that a fall election would be problematic. Would you agree to delaying this election until June?
I don't think that's a good idea, and we have a way to phase it out that could work. We have a thought on how to do that, and that would be part of the discussion with the Republicans. And remember this, there has been some people saying, why don't I just get the taxes without a vote? Now, I've been talking to a number of Republicans, and I haven't heard one say that they want to give taxes without a vote. In fact, one of the Republicans said... I don't have a cell phone. Anyway, one Republican... I do have an iPhone, but I pay for it. One of the Republicans said that he does not want a cap on spending. He doesn't want pension reform. He doesn't want regulatory reform. He wants a straight-up vote on taxes, and he wants to lead the campaign against the taxes. So that there's another – there may be votes from people who are against taxes but want to put it before the people so there can be a great debate in California what really is our future.
Would you support that local tax option as an alternative if your plan is not approved?
I'm going to keep my powder dry as to what I'm going to do. If this doesn't work, there's going to be a lot of revisions and alternatives and corrections I'm going to have to face.
Governor,
I'm not
you,
going
are,
there yet.
Are you
yes.
negotiating? A lot of the Republicans are saying, or some Republicans are saying, that they were right to oppose the tax extensions because now you're pulling back, at least on the income tax one, for 1 year. Aren't you concerned that they're going to be even more emboldened now and say, look, if we dig in even more, we'll block this completely?
If they do, you know, we can go back to our... Can we get that slide on the 34.7?
34.7. Can we have it in Latin?
Yeah, no, 34.7. That's like, you're going the wrong way. Keep going. You're going the wrong way.
Otherwise.
Oh, last slide. Okay.
You went by it.
No, you went too fast. This is not.
No, really.
Keep going. Let's go back a little bit. No, that's the wall of death. All right. So.
There you go. There
this
you go.
Is this is the result of gimmicks, and you could add another 10 or 20 billion to that. The finances get worse and worse, and then you have a downturn, and it becomes exacerbated. We're seeing the debt clock for the country. I don't think we need a debt clock for California. We need to start paying it off, and that's what Republicans can do. And they're to get their vote, they're going to ask certain things, and I'm willing to certainly negotiate. I want to get the tax extensions, and I'm going to have to. You know, make whatever accommodations I have to make.
Governor, you've been going around the state saying that if we don't get these extensions, we could see $4 billion or more in cuts to education. Is that in here? Do we have cuts if this plan isn't through? What happens to education if we don't get these extensions?
Well, it's a good question. What happens to the budget? I mean, if we don't have any tax extensions, then what? That's a good. We're gonna have an $8 billion hole, and next year we're gonna have $20 billion.
So you don't address that in your revise, though, as far as what will happen.
Well, it's not a what will happen. I'm proposing what should happen. If that's rejected, well, we'll go to Plan B, C, and D. But I'm not going to try to anticipate because there's, you know, a variety of things we can do.
And what is Plan B or C or D?
I'm not going to give you a plan. I'm not going to give the Republicans a roadmap to ruin. I've given them a roadmap to success, and that's what this May revise is.
Governor, why you're...
And by the way, I've asked Anna after this to list very carefully the so-called Republican plan and how it. Your preliminary estimate is it's $8 or $9 billion deficit this year. And then $20 billion next year. So that's back into the hole again. And I think that's bad. I think it's bad in the country. It's bad in California. It's bad for people who bought houses they couldn't afford with money they didn't have. I mean, I want to see balanced, honest budgeting, and that's what I'm proposing.
But Governor, you're proposing to fund Prop 98 at about $3 billion above what you'd proposed in January. Why? I mean, I realize Prop 98 goes up when revenues
right.
increase, but... You could choose to suspend 98 and direct that money toward other cuts that you and Democrats have agreed to, or use it for other. I mean,
remember,
that $3 billion, schools aren't even planning for that $3 billion, right?
Look, we still got deferrals. People who have charter schools who can't borrow money go out of business. We ought to pay our bills on time. It's not a good example for the state itself to be a scofflaw or to be a always kind of. Cadging from local government or schools or charter schools or the people themselves. I think we got to pay our bills. This is honest. And there's something infantile about the idea we spend and then we borrow. Well, in balance, that's okay, but we've exceeded the limit. And what I'm saying is the wall of debt has to be brought down. My plan does that. The alternative is to increase the spending, increase the debt, and ultimately increase the cuts.
Does that mean
I'm letting 98 is what it is. It takes a two-thirds vote to suspend it.
Does that mean that your January plan was not honest because it relied on a deferral that added to this wall of debt?
No, it said exactly what it is. I'm telling you what it is. These solutions, and we could take you back to that other one that showed you most of the last 3 years, were not real. This year, we have a $9 billion carry-on. That budget, that was in January, we said we had $9 billion carried over. Isn't that right? $9 billion. Okay. In October, they said the budget was balanced. That means in 90 days, they went $9 billion in the hole. The truth is, they knew it wasn't true at the time. I'm going to tell you the way it is. And I laid out in the budget in January whatever deferrals and spending we had to do because you can only cut so much. I mean, we do have borrowing. The amount, but how much? And how much do we kick the can down, and how much do we embrace the necessary discipline? And I think that, and that's what we're doing. Yes?
Governor, you are proposing to eliminate the Department of Mental Health. What's your vision for how this new Department of State Hospitals and
Diana is standing right in the back here waiting to be recognized. Come up here, Diana. You, it's your idea, so you explain it.
The realignment proposal moves the community mental health programs and community drug and substance abuse programs to the local level. And what is left is the operation of the state hospitals. It's our proposal at this time not to let the state hospitals be left over, but to affirmatively go forward, create a state department of state hospitals now, get the leadership that those state hospitals need, and address the long-standing problems that have existed in the operation of our state hospitals.
It's all she knows, so it should be good enough for you. Anybody else?
Governor,
yeah.
You just said that you intend to do the have the legislature vote on the tax package and then have the voters vote
yes.
after the fact.
Right.
The Republicans aren't putting up the four votes to even put it on the ballot. How do you intend to get four Republican votes to approve the
Well, that's part. The they know outrage. That. The Republicans I'm talking to know that they have to vote the tax extensions.
But they're not providing the votes to put it on the ballot at this point. How are they going to vote?
Well, they're providing encouraging words about putting the votes on the ballot, but not something I can count yet.
What are you going to do to try and reach out to Republicans to both get them to vote?
I met with them last week in person. I spoke with some of them within the last hour, and I will continue working as hard as I can in the next couple of weeks to get those four votes.
Governor, are they listening?
Oh, I know they're listening, but they also have very raucous caucuses that want them to do the opposite. So,
how many are you talking to? Four?
I'm talking to anybody I think that is a plausible vote, and that's more than four and less than ten.
Governor, on that point of extending...
That's good.
On the point of extending the taxes with a two-thirds vote until you get an election, does that break your pledge at all? Because, I mean, you told the voters that there would not be a tax increase without a vote. As of July 1st, that would become a tax
increase. Conundrum. Right. So what do I do? What do we do? The Republicans wanted this. This is a Republican plan officially modifying what I said a year ago. It's a Republican amendment, and I have to accept it. It's part of the negotiation. You know, it's give and take in this business.
Do you think the good news on revenue?
Otherwise, you let the Republicans block all tax extensions. So this, to me, keeps the spirit, because there are no taxes without a vote of the people, because there will be a vote of the people. Or there won't be taxes, and there won't be a vote. So they are literally, I'm not being too Jesuitical here, this is a program of taxes with a vote of the people. Or let me put it this way. I said no taxes without a vote of the people.
You think the good news on revenues makes that sales pitch more difficult, eliminates some of the...
Not in the Republicans that I've spoken to in the last 24
hours. What about among voters, though, trying to sell it to voters?
Well, we've done recent surveys, and it's substantially ahead. Among the people, if you ask people, are you paying, is this something you're paying attention to? Of the subset of those who are giving this real attention, the margin, the opposition to the tax extensions has not gotten out of the low 30s. So I think there's a very good chance, and those who say it can't win don't understand it. I don't think they see the survey data. And secondly, the idea, hey, we're going to tax you whether you like it or not, is not my program.
But those surveys were taken before all this good news. $6.6 billion, that's a lot of money. California's
coming
back.
No, we took a survey last week, assuming it's $6 billion.
You want to release that one, too?
We might give you a few numbers, yeah.
Governor,
it's not my poll. Somebody else did it, and I got to see it.
Support having a spending limit.
Harmon, weren't you going to ask a question? Yeah. Okay. I diverted you once before.
Okay, I just want to get this straight. You are taking income taxes off the table.
What?
Income taxes are off the table?
No, just for 1 year.
For 1 year?
Just the income tax part. Everything else stays.
But are you negotiating against yourself by taking that off the table for a year?
Well, you know, I'm negotiating the answer myself when I describe the pension reforms and then say, how about it? A lot of this is, hey, what do you think? It's coming from my side. But I think as we get closer and we've had enough time to talk about it, we're going to start getting some good give and take.
So the tax plan is the same from January other than the 2011
this year's, yeah.
Income tax is off the table. Yeah. That's the only difference. Okay.
Yeah.
In that vein, you said you're open to a spending limit. What else would you be willing to
Well, now that
this?
Would be negotiating against myself. I would say more than one thing, but less than 53. All right?
Governor, you've sweetened the...
What? Do I regret?
The taxes in a couple what? Ways. You've sweetened what? The pot on the taxes.
Yeah.
A couple ways. With the single sales factor, yeah. Enterprise zone changes too.
Yeah.
How much support from Republicans are you hoping to buy with that?
We'll see. Where are you thinking? You know, you never know what moves people. This is really to make the plan better by encouraging the manufacturing
sector. Could you have done that without the additional revenues? What? Or is it really because of the additional revenues that you're able to offer those?
Well, it's a modification of the single sales. Instead of getting the whole billion, we use some of it to provide other tax incentives for business.
Governor, tactically, do you kind of regret...
And by the way, it's not so much Republicans. You're saying to business, look, very few companies benefit from the single sales. Why not join with me, eliminate it, and we'll pour back a significant amount that will benefit you California companies. Yes.
Tactically, do you regret enacting the cuts, the original 13.6, whatever it was, as early as you did? Would you have more leverage now with that still hanging
the
over
cuts,
your heads?
Look, it's almost a miracle we got those cuts. And I think it's very solid. Those are the most significant reductions in government probably in the last decade that are ongoing. And
Governor, if you don't get the tax extensions, you're going to have to squeeze a lot of savings in a short period of time. How are you going to do that? You're setting up schools and everybody else to really have to cut the last four.
That'll be part of the plan. And that'll be, first of all, part of the discussion with the Republicans, how to do this. And I think it'd be premature to lay it out. We understand the problems of schools. And there would have to be some phase out if there was a defeat of the tax measure. But I don't think it's going to be defeated.
About enterprise zones, why not eliminate them entirely as under the first proposal?
Don't see the votes there.
Nothing about the program that convinced you?
No. Well, look, there's always many ways to see these things. This is not, you know, this is not dogmatics. You know, this is different emphases, different points of view, and I think we can, to justify the enterprise zone, we ought to limit it to new jobs, not somebody who does something and then some consultant comes along and say, hey, look, if you pay me some money, I'll find you some money, like unclaimed property.
But you no doubt know that people who oppose your redevelopment plan would say the same thing. They're not the votes there for that.
Right, but the Republicans have now joined in. So the Republicans now want to get, in their plan, they want to get rid of redevelopment. Which is interesting, because when I was begging them to give me a vote, they said they can't do it.
They actually want to modify it. They want the Redevelopment Association's proposal, too. That's one of their ideas.
No.
The CRA proposal.
They include both options in it and in recognition of...
Well, you can't... You have to get rid of it because of the change in the Constitution, and then you can bring some of it back. That's all. By the way, this is up for discussion. I've given you the blueprint, and now, you know, the other architects will... start to screw it up.
Do you have a reason to think that there are votes for redevelopment, though? Because beyond the Republicans putting it in their proposal,
well,
they've said that they don't know that the votes.
We've always thought, or I might say, she always thought that there are Republican votes for redevelopment because of the condemnation provision. But there are some Democrats who have strayed from the reservation, so it will take more Republicans to get it done.
Governor, what was the reason for getting rid of the income tax surcharge in 2011?
Just to share a little bit of the wealth.
But you're asking voters, you're telling voters we need more money, but at the same time you're saying we need to share the wealth. I mean,
at what level? I mean, this is a matter of judgment. I thought it was reasonable. There's another reason that these taxes haven't been withheld this year. So it was always going to be a hurdle. And to eliminate that, I think, would be a positive for the election.
Governor,
all right, I think we're...
That makes sense.
One more. Okay.
How confident are you that we could have a budget by June 15th? As you know, this year will be the first time we'll be deducting the lawmakers' pay for every time that it's late. For every day that it's late, sorry.
I'd say that's a very fine incentive that we're now going to be operating under. So I think that really, that could be the equalizer to get it all done. I think we will get it done. Maybe you can get it done sooner. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor.